B-Pod Studios.
Time to get up.
It's time to wake up now.
I can't wake up.
I'm exhausted.
Okay, I get it. It's been a long week, a long, dark week.
Hey, it's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
You better buckle in, because the party is just getting started.
Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Have a great weekend.
It's showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to a Friday morning kickoff to a Memorial Day holiday weekend. How is everybody doing this morning?
The weekend I wait for all year.
Is it really?
It's Labor Day weekend, yeah, but you've already had summer, so it's kind of like an ending. But this is the beginning of summer and fun. And
your anniversary weekend. It's your anniversary weekend, right?
Yeah. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, that too.
But she didn't want to talk about that.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, I was talking about fun, Hank.
No. Oh, okay.
That up. Wow.
But I see what you're saying because, you know, like, Labor Day weekend's like, oh, man, it's over.
Right, exactly. So this is like, it's just, you know, the sun is still, like, I'm driving to work. The sun was up this morning. It's like,
looking
the days
good.
Are getting really long. Jeez, just like being married for a long time. Yeah, I know, sorry.
I just came from Logan Airport. I flew in today.
Yeah. And thanks for coming.
Yeah. Wow, is it packed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like it's the day before Thanksgiving.
Well, it's like, I was just reading that like 43 Americans are traveling, like 90% by car, but also it's up 3.5% from last year, which was the biggest in
they
a
see,
long
this is going to be
too.
The biggest ever.
I think all 3.5% are over at Logan.
I think they are.
Okay. And, it's good. The weather's going to be pretty good this weekend.
Yeah.
Today, some clouds building, but a high about 70 degrees. Then tomorrow, sunshine. Afternoon clouds moving in. Going to be around 70. Sunday, some clouds, but going to give way to sunshine. And about 80 degrees on Sunday. And then on Monday, a mix of sun and clouds and around 70 again. So that's pretty sweet.
That's a good weekend because I swear Memorial Day weekend, every other year, it's raining.
Yeah, well, it's going to be.
So if you get married this weekend, you're lucky. And if you're getting married this weekend, people hate you.
Yeah, okay.
I got married this weekend, so people hate me too. I get it.
Did you serve hot dogs at your wedding?
No, I should have, though.
By the way, speaking of hot dogs, that's one of the things we're going to cover because this is the first big cookout weekend of the summer. And they did a big study and asked, what is the best hot dog for grilling? So we're going to give you the results of that coming up this morning.
I want to know what the best hot dog for microwaving is, because that's usually what I do.
Dirty laundry. What are we covering in dirty laundry?
You know what? I was watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills the other day, and Richards was talking about her husband, Charlie Sheen, and she told a story about Thanksgiving that only Charlie Sheen could have had happen, and it involved Thanksgiving and a hooker.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll tell you all about that at 7:45. Tune in,
all
kids.
Of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren White Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, first big weekend of the summer season and the grilling season, the cookout season, and so we got to talk hot dogs this morning. Now, the writers at the Washington Post did a big study, with in-house people. And they particularly zeroed in on, like, the sports writers and stuff like that. Because these guys spend a lot of time with hot dogs. And we're talking hot dogs here.
Oh.
You know, at the ballpark and things like that.
Yeah.
So they did a survey. And they had them sample all these different hot dogs. And it's surprising who came out on top of this whole thing. Now, Hank, do you have a preferred hot dog?
The next one that's in front of me.
Okay.
I don't. You know what? I am not a choosy hot dog guy.
Okay.
I like them.
Are you, you got a preferred?
I like the extra long Hebrew National ones because I feel like hot dogs are too small.
I understand what you're saying.
Yes, because I actually just bought hot dogs this week because we feeding the kids, and I didn't realize I didn't grab the bun length.
Yes,
ones I got just the regular.
And
which kind did you get?
They were the ballpark.
Ballpark. Okay. You know, well, both of those finished in the top 10.
Pretty good
in their study.
Oh, okay.
Hebrew National was number 10. Ballpark was number 9.
Okay,
and,
yeah, I like those.
Now, what they base this on: texture, beefy taste, overall feel and color of the hot dog. And I don't care if a hot dog's purple, you know, as long as it tastes good, you know. So they have
so many punchlines in this.
Hey, no, we have to be so careful. So
you're not being careful so far.
No, not at all.
You know what, Lauren? I want to apologize for their filthy minds.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to give
Lauren,
you the top three in this
about
survey.
Culinary,
of course you are.
The top three: Oscar Mayer classic beef uncured franks. That came in at number 3. I think that's a little on the bland side for me. Maybe
Yeah.
I'm Oscar Mayer standard. Kids love it.
Less uncured, not enough chemicals for you.
There you go. Okay. Nathan's Angus Beef Franks. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. But from, you know, like Joey Chestnut could eat like, you know, like 100 of them or something.
Yeah.
So the one, the number one, which really shocked me, Costco's Kirkland Beef Hot Dogs.
Costco's meat.
I buy my meat at Costco.
The hot dogs, the bacon. It's just, I don't know. I've never had their hot dogs because that's where.
I'm going to try them.
They sell the extra long Hebrew National ones. But I got to tell you, there's so many calories and fat in those.
I know.
We had them
Isn't that great?
It was the best summer ever. Our whole family was eating them and it's like.
Do they sell extra long rolls to go with them?
No, it was just great because you just got more dog than bun and it was just.
So you got extra hanging over.
That's okay though. Because, you know, sometimes you need a little extra hanging over.
You guys made this gross. We were perfectly fine.
I think you did.
That's funny. You started it.
Sure you started
I also recommend the Pearl Country Club Franks, which are really, really good.
Yeah.
Which ones?
Pearl Country Club Franks.
Can I ask a question? Have any of you had the red ones from Maine?
Oh, yeah, all the time. My grandparents lived in Maine. We had them every trip.
Are they good? Because they look a little... just not
to be
style.
Honest, I think they're a little tastier. They're a little beefier. And they're probably
spicier.
A hell of a lot worse for you. Yeah, there's a spice to them.
Spice to them.
Yeah, that's how they get the red color in there.
Oh,
there
you go. Okay.
So there's the best of the worst.
Of the best.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good point.
But they're all good.
So get out there and enjoy a great cookout this weekend. In the meantime, coming up, speaking of that, food for the... For the Stanley Cup.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The menu that they've just unleashed over at the Garden.
We're going to do that coming up next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, Hank takes his nephews to the Garden last night for the Bruins scrimmage.
Yeah, I just dropped them off. I didn't go in with them, but it was sold out.
And he was telling us that people were talking about the menu. I mean, the menu is unbelievable. So we pulled the Garden menu, and they got some things on there that are just unbelievable.
The Bruins elevated their game, and so did the Bruins staff over at the Garden.
Yeah,
wow.
Just for the Stanley Cup Finals, they have a new menu. It's amazing.
It's great, though.
Has anybody tried one of the donut burgers?
No, but it looks so delicious, I can't even believe it. Like, I'm salivating. It's a double cheeseburger sandwich between two glazed donuts with bacon, fried jalapenos, and crispy onions. That sounds so good. What's the calorie content?
What kind of a condiment
you
do you put on that?
Like that?
I don't think you need a condiment.
You don't need any condiments.
You don't do any condiment. You just hit. You got to be a purist about it.
Got everything.
You don't need to add.
Unbelievable.
A thing.
And they certainly hit a home run with the old cheese and steak hot dog, a foot long bacon wrapped hot dog.
Oh my God!
Topped with steak and cheese.
That's unbelievable.
Chest is tightening as we speak. I guess, honestly, they
aren't thinking about any of the vegan Bruins fans.
Well, what about the deep fried?
That's an extinct species.
The deep fried Oreo cookie topped with vanilla gelato. Oreo cookies are vegan.
Yeah. What about the mac and cheese waffle bowl?
Wow.
Oh my God,
that looks delicious. I think that's the waffle should be the new bun because it's waffle bowl with tender pulled pork and gooey mac and cheese. Oh my gosh, why don't we have these in front of us right now?
I'm really hungry.
I wonder if there are people that are just going to spend like $750 on a ticket just to be able to go eat the food.
You know, I'm wondering how much the food's going to be. I mean, it's going to be...
It doesn't matter. I would pay anything for that donut burger. I mean, you pay like $100 for a beer. You might as well, you know, be able to have a nice...
Hank said you could probably go to like Costco, and because we were talking about the hot dogs, they got a Costco, and you could buy like six packs of Costco hot dogs for the amount it costs for one of the one sandwich.
But the difference is the Bruins won't be playing in your living room.
Well, that's probably true. Okay.
Well, they get the big party going on before the game too, right?
Yeah, across the street, there's a fan fest on Canal Street.
Oh, okay.
Where like the Fours and Hurricanes is going on. The great thing is they have all kinds of entertainment, music. You know, you can shoot on goalies and stuff, and you don't need a game ticket. So you can take the kids down there.
Cool. In City Hall Plaza.
In City Hall Plaza.
They got like a concert that no one knows who's going to play yet.
They still haven't announced who it's going to be.
But it looks like it's going to be pretty cool. It starts at like
4:30. Anyway. They have all the...
Right. The concert's at 6, and then they're going to have a watch party.
Yeah, and then they have like screens up.
Everybody brings a watch.
So it's like being there, but not being there.
Okay.
Right.
What do you...
This is my kind of being there.
Dropkick Murphys? What do you think?
Yeah, no, what do you think? Dropkick Murphys? Who else?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, she's a big Bruins fan.
Okay.
I know how Bruins fans love
that. Speaking of the Bruins.
Yes, you know what? Boston Bruins, they kick it off Monday night. Puck drops at 8. Bruins and the St. Louis Blues. The Blues haven't been in the NHL Stanley Cup playoff final since 1970, when the Bruins beat them 4-0. And Bobby Orr scored the big famous goal.
Amazing.
Meanwhile, World Series MVP Steve Pierce, he's healthy and back in the lineup and was MVP-like last night for the Red Sox. Three hits, homer, three RBIs, Sox over the Jays, 8-2 in Toronto. Ryan Weber got the win. Sox are in Houston tonight. Chris Sale will be on the mound. NBA playoffs, Eastern Conference Finals. The Raptors took a 3-2 lead over the Bucks. Wow. 105-99. Can you imagine if they go on and play Golden State? And Red Sox owner John Henry, this is something new. He says he's inquired twice about buying the Encore Boston Harbor Casino from Wynn Resorts.
Wow.
That would be great. A tram from Fenway Park right over the Encore Boston Harbor. That would be pretty cool. I'm Hank Morse. That's a look at sports.
Thank you much, Hank.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, quick shout out this morning to Nate Roman out in Marlboro. Because he had his house broken into and cleaned.
Well, it was like, okay, so yesterday we were talking about happy accidents where we talked to this woman who, because of other people's mistakes, benefited. She had her house power washed by accident because they got the wrong address. And then she got, the next week, she got her driveway repaved because they had the wrong address.
Amazing.
Well, this time, this guy in Marlboro, he's like, he walks into his house and he thought he'd been like robbed or something. Not well, robbed, but like something was different. It was clean.
Yeah, he said it smelled like cleaning products. That's a weird smell. Something's wrong here.
Exactly, especially with
a
guy.
Really.
I would have been looking for a body if I smelled that.
Really.
He realized that the house was like cleaned. And what did he say? Did he say the back door was open?
Well, he thought somebody broke in, but he thinks maybe he left the back door open and a cleaning crew came in and got the wrong address and just walked in and started cleaning the place, but he wasn't sure, so he called the police.
And now the police have to investigate it's a breaking and entering, even though it was all for good. But what I thought was really interesting is, one, they didn't clean the kitchen, which is like weird. But two, they origamied the toilet paper.
That's the thing that threw me.
I was like, wow, that's amazing. That's some serious, like, talent there.
Maybe like a Four Seasons cleaning lady has a side gig.
Exactly. I know. I mean, that's right.
Hotel quality cleaning.
This is from the news. Here you go.
It's terrifying just to know that somebody was in your house, but they scrubbed everything down, did the shower, did the toilets. These toilet paper roses were left on my toilet paper rolls. Nothing had been taken other than just being rearranged and cleaned.
Nate tells us his 5.5-year-old son.
He's like, Daddy, you think they'll come back? And I'm like,
finish the kitchen?
Finish the kitchen, right? Yeah, that'd be something.
This is still a B&E. It's just for misdemeanor because it didn't appear that there was any intent to steal or take anything from the property.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, you have a good theory, though.
Well, wouldn't it be funny? Because I couldn't ascertain through all the news stories if he's like a single dad. He's got the son's room. He said, my son's room's never been cleaner. So I'm like, okay, maybe he's a single dad and his house is a mess.
Yeah,
one of his friends just kind of on the sly was like, hey, somebody
hired
a cleaned up person.
I bet that's what happened. Right. I just have a feeling.
I wonder if he has a girlfriend and she's like, over here, he's at work. Why don't you clean
maybe
up?
To go take it a little further. Maybe he has a girlfriend and she really wants to move in. And wanted to impress him and like see what would happen if I moved in with you.
We'll try to get a hold of him and see.
Yeah, but she'd take credit for it. She'd be like, as soon as he got home. Yeah. I think it's somebody who, like, even a friend who's like, jeez.
Your place is a mess, dude. You got to clean up.
If I didn't know better, I'd swear it was my mom.
I guess there are people with weird compulsions.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. And he said he's changed the locks. I mean, why?
Right?
Yeah. I'd have him in every week. Come on, why you
serious? And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine.
As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus walks into the kitchen around breakfast time, and we hear...
Ephus, today's our 25th anniversary.
Oh, is that right?
You want me to slaughter a chicken for tonight?
Oh, I don't think we need to do that.
Well, why not?
Well, why should I punish a chicken today for a mistake I made 25 years ago?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of The Exciting Adventures of Men from Men.
Hiya.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Weekdays.
80s and more.
All day
and night.
105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, it's all about the weekend. It's a fabulous holiday weekend coming up here. Kick off the first weekend of summer. Unofficially started summer coming up today. This weekend. Free ticket weekend here, and it would behoove you to be listening for the next, at least 30 minutes, because you could be winning.
Oh, good. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Nice
free ticket.
Start to a weekend.
Yes, indeed. Behoove. That's a word we don't use nearly enough here.
I wonder what
here
the traffic's going to be like today.
Okay, it's going to be horrible today.
Well, but, I mean, I don't know.
They say 43 million. Is that it?
Well, that's all over the country. 43 million Americans are going to travel. More than 37.5 million of those people are going to be traveling by car. And that's the most on record for the holiday, and a 3.5% increase since last year, which just basically means
if you're going to the Cape,
you're going to be really stuck on the bridge. Unless you take the Cape Flyer.
Yeah, so the Cape Flyer starts running today.
Yep. Does that start today?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of cool.
I still like to use the tunnel. Not as many people use it as they used to.
If you use the Cape Tunnel, it would
Cape
be
Tunnel is pretty good.
A lot of time.
The pass.
Yeah,
you
well. You're grandfathered in.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I was surprised to see that.
But you've never used the Cape Tunnel?
You have this stunned look on your face.
I literally am like, is there a Cape Tunnel?
Why? You are so easily entertained.
I'm missing something right now. But I reset and I realize you're joking. I'm good.
You okay?
Carry on, everybody.
Yeah, okay. That's okay.
What do you mean?
I need vacation.
Joking?
Real bad. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where were we? Oh, yes.
We don't tell everybody.
I feel like you go north, Lauren, right?
Yes, I do.
So, how bad is the traffic north?
It depends.
Okay. It depends. If you stop working at 10 a.m., it's not bad.
It's not bad. When I leave here, it's not bad.
And possibly drive a really fast car.
The rest of you suckers.
If I leave at 10:05, it sucks.
Yeah.
It all depends. You know, once you hit the tolls, and by the way, speaking of the tolls, because you know how it is, the Hampton tolls, they have these two dedicated lanes that you don't have to slow down.
Right.
Okay, may I repeat that for people who are going up there?
People get nervous.
You don't have to slow down to 30 miles an hour to go through the dedicated tolls,
they're
okay?
They're nervous and they're new.
And if you're coming from Maine,
5 years.
Yeah.
Coming from Maine, you can guarantee that from the tolls in York all the way down to the Hampton tolls,
yes,
it'll take you at least an hour and a half. It's just a given if you come home anytime on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think even with the dedicated lanes, like the fast lanes,
don't
you like to try to see how fast you can go
Absolutely.
Through them? I mean, that is kind of fun.
I don't.
But I saw a thing that just, you know, it is Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
55% of Americans know why Memorial Day is Memorial Day. Only 55%.
That means 45 don't?
That's correct.
That is astonishing.
So just remind people. Because I know, now, Lauren, you know, we always thank Lauren for his service, but that's not what Memorial Day is about.
That's what Veterans Day is for.
Yes.
What Veterans Day is about. Memorial Day is, you know,
this is the day for the ultimate sacrifice.
Right. Honoring Americans that have died in service of the country.
Yep.
And like the field of flags on Boston Common is amazing.
Go take a look at
37,000.
Yep. Yeah. So, just take a moment this weekend and remember that. And, shout out to the jerks who did deface the memorial here on Morrissey Boulevard for the second time in 7 months.
You know, you pass by those things. You know, you want to say this. You pass by these memorials a lot, and you don't pay attention to them.
Yeah.
But I think, like, it's probably a good weekend, or even during the summer, to just go and look at them and take it in, because there is such... It's important, and there is such a reverence there. I've been to the Normandy cemetery, and it's overwhelming, and I'm so glad I did it. It's one of the best things I've ever done in my entire life, because it really, even just a small memorial like the Vietnam Memorial or a big one like in Normandy or the flags down in on Memorial Day at Boston Common, you just think about the sacrifice and the enormity and the kids. They were kids.
They were kids.
They
never came home.
And, you know, I mean, the things that we have today, the freedoms that we have today, really are because of those sacrifices. And I know that everybody barbecues and all that other stuff.
Yeah, and that's fun, too.
It's
great.
It's fun, too.
That's what it's all about.
And it's still going on, and, you know,
Right, exactly.
A whole new generation of guys that
even
are
if you go to your
overseas,
local cemetery, so my two uncles that are buried right down the street from me.
There you go.
Take a moment.
The cemeteries to see the flags, and you realize, oh my God, that's a lot of people.
It's like one little moment, a little meditation, and then, you know.
So hopefully we've increased that percentage.
That's right.
Yes.
Hey, have a great weekend. Just take a moment to remember. I mean, it's really, really important.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, well, we have a fun Thanksgiving story. We'll get to that in a second. We have a cancellation of a show that all my friends wanted to go to this November, and they're going to be very upset. Why you should trademark your baby's name, and a TV show that's coming back. I'm very excited. But first up, let us discuss Charlie Sheen and his ex-wife, Denise Richards. Now, Denise Richards, who I didn't really like before. Like I didn't feel it either way about her. I was just like, who is this person, and why? She broke up with Charlie Sheen, and then she dated Richie Sambora, and Heather Locklear was her best friend. Anyway, on Beverly Hills 90210, on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it's Friday. Yep. She's on the show now. She's new this season. I love her. I enjoy her very much. She's very honest. And what's great about reality TV is somebody who has no filter. Thank you, Denise Richards. So she was talking about Charlie Sheen and Thanksgiving on the last episode, and my jaw dropped open, and here's what she had to say.
Charlie came over for Thanksgiving for dinner a few years ago, and he had a hooker in the car in the driveway. And he's like, you know, was afraid to tell me, well, she's in the driveway. Okay, she's in the driveway. I'm like, I said, I'll set a plate.
Even a hooker deserves to have Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow. Yes, so that happened. And then Charlie confirmed in the form of a poem, no less, because he is, you know, the poet laureate of the United States.
Hickory dickory dock.
Yes, her story regarding Thanksgiving is absolutely true. The turkey I brought was, in fact, a lady of the night and a bit of a harlot. The thighs were especially robust. Thank you, Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen, he's an interesting man.
Oh, I don't think interesting. I think he might be just a really, really troubled, bad human being. But Denise Richards is forgiving him. She has two daughters with him, so she's pretty cool about it.
He could have taken her home to his mother's house. You know, that would have been even worse.
Yeah, maybe. I guess. Oh, my God. Anyway, crazy Hollywood. You guys, I'm super sad to report that this November, the greatest thing was going to happen, but now it's not. The producers behind Magic Mike the Musical, which was going to have its world premiere at the Emerson Colonial Theater this November, have decided to cancel the show's Boston engagement. It's not immediately clear whether producers plan to go forward with the show and if it will be rescheduled. So all my friends who were planning on going to that are sad, and I'm sorry. But you know what? It's okay.
But you have sick friends.
We have sick friends, exactly. Sick fun friends. Kim Kardashian has already filed for trademarks for her new baby. Now I'm like, why would you ever do that? So basically, it's just she did it so no one else could steal the name to put on products. So she's filed trademark for the name for her newborn, Sam West. That includes hair. Like, I couldn't believe this.
I think the Bible beat her to it.
Yeah, hair and skincare products, probiotic supplements, toy figures, doll accessories, computer software, furniture, baby bottles, strollers, shower gels, nail polish remover, puppets, puzzles, toy jewelry, bath toys, bath gyms, blah blah, umbrellas, clocks, watches, photo albums. Oh my God, it goes on and on. And on and on.
Denied.
Denied is right.
You're the judge.
And then finally, I have some good news. Kelsey Grammer has confirmed, not what I learned on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills the other day, but I won't get into that.
He
has confirmed, but ladies who watch, you know what I'm talking about. He's confirmed that Frasier is coming back to TV at some point. Yes.
Wow.
So, you know, Frasier hugely popular.
There's something in the pipeline, huh?
There's something in
how long's Frasier? How long's Frasier been off? 15 years?
I think so. But he made
like 2004, I think. Yeah.
That was such a successful show. Wow. His net worth is $60 million. I know this because he had to give his ex-wife, Camille Grammer, $30
million. Okay, so it should be $90 million, right?
So anyway, yeah. So that's exciting news because I love that show so much. One of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up for next season, is that it?
But he hasn't confirmed.
We will keep
it. You know what? I loved Lilith because she was the heir to the urinal cake fortune.
That's right. You know,
the only one I've ever known.
I forgot about that.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Is everybody ready for this?
Yeah. Yes, I think I am.
Okay.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air here from WROR. Our player this morning is standing by. Our player is Francine Lepo, a PT1 driver from Easton, Massachusetts. Mm. Good morning, Francine, and how are you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Great, thank you. Francine, I've been informed by our able staff that you are not experiencing high confidence levels.
Why?
Metza.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You can aim low, and then you'll feel better.
You just never know. You know, even a blind bulldog can get lucky in a butcher shop. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's meat.
Absolutely.
Meat ever place.
These Midwestern sayings are just really something else.
So here's the deal. LBF is going to give you 10 questions. You'll have 60 seconds to give us 10 correct answers. You can say pass at any time.
Or 10 incorrect answers.
Or 10 incorrect answers, either one. It's all up to you, Francine.
Okay, do what you want.
You know how this goes, right?
Yes.
Are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay, right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
How much is 5 plus 4?
9.
What does the M in MBTA stand for?
Massachusetts.
Where do the Bruins play hockey when they're home?
TD Bank North.
How many rings are there in an Olympic flag?
5.
What sauce is traditionally used for Eggs Benedict?
A white sauce.
What kind of?
Egg Benedict. Oh, brie sauce. I'm sorry.
Spell pickle.
P-I-C-K-L-E.
Bob Barker was the host of this game show.
Price is Right.
What U.S. road sign is typically shaped like a triangle?
Yield.
This British prime minister is resigning next month.
Oh!
Francine, I got you down for 7 correct answers. You didn't quite finish everything, but you did a
really well.
You did a very good job.
Very good.
Okay, so
I'm the 7th daughter of the 7th child.
Oh, so there you go.
See? So you got 7.
This British prime minister is resigning next month. That was just the last. Theresa May. What sauce is traditionally used for Eggs Benedict? Hollandaise sauce. It is a white sauce, but you have to say what kind it is.
And you're going to TD Garden officially, but you had the TD.
We would have taken
Yeah, it used to be TD North.
Yeah, you were right in there.
So you got the TD of the garden.
So you're saying if your parents had 3 more kids, you might have gotten 10 right.
Would probably been it. Yeah. So I would blame it on my parents if I were you.
Good job.
No.
Okay, well, listen, we do have a piece of meat for you in the butcher shop, despite the fact that it's a consolation prize. A pair of tickets to see Coteo by Cirque du Soleil, an extravagant spectacle featuring astonishing acrobats and it's just crazy. You just love the show. It's fantastic. It's the Aganis Arena coming up the 19th through the 30th of June. And you are going to be there. So thank you very much for playing the game today. Have yourself a great day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Great job.
You're welcome. Okay, coming up next time, you might be the player. But you gotta qualify, and you do that by registering online. You could win $1,000 from Century Bank by playing Win a Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yeah, everyone always talks about it when I see them, like, oh, I got 10 out of 10 day. And I'm like, did you sign up? And they're like, no. I'm like, well, put your money where your mouth is.
Absolutely.
All
okay?
right? Sign Logo. Up, and then we'll play this game.
WRR.com. And it's time now for an official Lorne and Wally happy accident report. You know, we've talked about this a couple times this week. Because the couple that had... On 2 consecutive Tuesdays, first somebody came and accidentally washed their power washed their house, and then the following Tuesday somebody else came and accidentally seal coated their driveway.
So nice. Cool.
And so it cost them nothing.
Yeah. Whatsoever. And then there was the story in the news, you know, about the guy who had his house broken into and cleaned.
Yeah, the guy in Marlboro.
And that's pretty good.
Okay, so that's a happy accident. Now we have a member of the nation who's standing by says he has personally experienced recently a happy accident. Okay, go ahead. Okay, what's the story?
My wife and I, on the way home from a home improvement store, were having an argument about getting mulch for the front yard.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way I'm spreading mulch this year. Forget it. We're not getting it.
Yeah.
We turn into the driveway, and at the end of my driveway are 10 yards of mulch sitting there.
How did that happen?
My wife literally turns to me and says, I swear to God, I didn't order that. Like, she's panicked, right? I'm like, yeah, right, sure. So I walk to the front door, and there's a note in my front door, and it says, we're so sorry we dropped this off at the wrong address. You can keep it if you like, or you can pay us for it if you want, but we don't want to come back and get it.
That is amazing.
So I looked at the cost, and I'm like, well, I'll give them about half. Oh. So I paid them for about half of what it cost, so the poor guy who dumped it off didn't get screwed.
That's amazing.
Wow. Pretty good.
Okay. You're a good man.
Not only a good deal, but you're a good guy.
And then I figured it gave me a great idea for, like, Memorial Day holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
I got relatives coming over. That's why all the rakes and stuff are out in my yard.
Fantastic. Brilliant
idea. I got rakes, wheelbarrows, and shovels. Get out there. Let's go.
Fantastic. Wow. Hey, have a great weekend, okay?
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
That's unbelievable.
Would you have paid for any of it, Lorne?
Yeah, I would. I would have given. I would think I would have done about a third, maybe a fourth.
I would have sold it on Craigslist.
Right, exactly. Good idea.
Come and get it. Boy, brilliant idea.
That's hilarious.
Okay, this is it. This is a big, big, big weekend here in the Bay State because it's all Bruins all the time, and I'm kind of going along with what Brian Bell said. But he has mixed emotions about this.
Yeah.
He doesn't want the holiday weekend to go flying by too fast, but he can hardly wait to get to the Bruins game, which is Monday night.
Yeah.
Monday night, 8 o'clock, but it's a great lead-up because Monday they got a couple of great things going on. There's a rally, concert, and watching party over at Boston City Hall Plaza. Starts at 4:30. Okay. There's a concert with a big national act that they haven't named yet that starts at 6 o'clock. And then you can watch the rest of the Bruins and the Blues game one right on City Hall Plaza. Now, if that's not great enough, right across from the Garden on Canal Street, there's Fan Fest, where they have games and food, all kinds of stuff for the family. And you don't need a ticket to the game to get in, so if you don't have tickets to the game and they're a lot of money, you can still come in and experience all the great stuff.
Yeah, city will still be kind of hopping. That'll be fun.
Right. Yeah.
What's it cost to get into the Fan Fest?
You have no interest
in
going.
It's free to get into Fan Fest.
No.
Is it really?
Yeah.
There's going to be food trucks.
I know.
Plaza
but
and
I just,
beer.
No,
do you have a Bruins jersey at home that you're going to wear for game one against the Blues?
I feel bad because my father's a huge, or at least he was a huge hockey fan, Bobby Orr, stuff like that, but... Yeah, I mean, I like it. I'm very happy for everybody, and I love a good celebration.
But it's don't care, do you?
You wouldn't catch... No, it's not that I don't care. Okay. It's just you wouldn't catch me dead there.
Not your preference of things to do.
But would you go for the food?
I go for the food. Okay. I go downstairs to the... for Ritz crackers for food.
Oh, that's probably,
I'll go anywhere for food.
Listen, I see LBF as somebody who would love hockey players.
Oh, you know what?
Because they're a lot of fun.
I absolutely do. I agree with you 100%. Because... One time, I was in Downtown Crossing in front of a hotel, and a bunch of hockey players came off of a bus. No, out of the hotel, to their bus. And they were all dressed in suits, and oh my God.
So you'll be at Downtown Crossing for the weekend.
Yes, exactly.
And then they smiled at you.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh!
Hockey players.
Oh, wow.
they whistle when they run.
Did I say teeth? They may say teeth. I'm not teeth. Okay. And by the way, if you are lucky enough to have a ticket to get into the Garden, try this. The donut burger.
Yes, oh please. I mean, for me.
You've really got to try the donut burger.
Anybody who does, try it and call us on Tuesday and tell me what it was
like. Call us right after your bypass surgery. Right.
Okay. Go see my brother Dennis. He works at the station outside Lodge 14.
Oh
buy
gosh,
a lot of beer from
funny.
Him.
Nice.
Okay, excellent. And by the way, the donut burger is a double cheeseburger sandwich between two glazed donuts with bacon, fried jalapenos, and crispy onions.
Woo!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Have yourself a fine time to garden.
80s and more. 1057 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, as if you don't already have enough on your holiday weekend played here, we got something else for you coming up here. Because, you know, you got parties, graduation parties, you got cookouts, you got all that kind of stuff going on. You want to try to get your yard cleaned up a little bit as well.
No.
You don't care about that.
You want somebody to do it.
All Bruins all the time. And Red Sox are playing, all that stuff here. But You may want to keep up on Jeopardy, because Jeopardy Jim did it again last night. James Holzhauer. Yeah.
It was close.
This was the first time since the guy from...
Adam Levin.
Yep, yes.
Yeah, from Ashland.
Yes, from Ashland. This guy came, really put up a battle for it. As a matter of fact, he led all the way through Jeopardy, and he led halfway through Double Jeopardy, and it was close at the end. And however, as usual, Jeopardy Jim came up with...
Who calls him Jim? Nobody calls him Jim.
Jeopardy James.
J.J.
J.J.
J-squared.
He ended up with $1,991,000 in change.
So close.
So he was very close to getting to the $2 million mark. Now, he could have done it, but he had to guard himself against the guy who was almost took him out.
Because there was actually
night.
A challenge
there was
in
a
Final
challenge
Jeopardy.
Last night.
Like the second time.
So that'll be coming up.
I need them to wrap this up. I do.
You've had enough?
I've had enough. I can take one more week, and then I'm like, no. Done.
I want him to eclipse Ken Jennings' number.
What, 2.1 or something?
2.4. 2.5. Yeah, 2.48.
Yeah, but I want to see if he can win as many in a row. What did he win? 74?
74 in a row,
you take 74 of this guy? Wow. I mean, he's only at, what, 25?
25. Nope, I cannot. 20, I can 20, officially.
This would be 27 coming up here. And, you know, he's done it. He could reach $2.5 million in half the time it took Ken Jennings.
You know what I'm curious about? Why? Because you don't get interested in a lot of things. But you are so fascinated
because
by this guy. Why?
This guy boggles my mind.
Why?
Where does he get this information?
Yeah, yeah.
He just pulls it out of nowhere. And you think, okay, they got him this time. And boom, he comes up with the right answer.
Okay. The smile's still so creepy.
Yeah, I know. It's
okay,
very
it's kind
strange.
Of a creepy smile.
Really? I don't know. It's like it's all very teethy and weird. Yes. Oh, he smiles at the end of the game.
Like ventriloquist style?
Yeah, you're right. Like ventriloquist style. He looks like a Wolverine or something.
That's just to hide one of the voices in his head that's talking.
Maybe that's very strange.
Maybe that's giving him the answers.
This poor guy.
Yeah, I know. There he is. Smiling.
Smiling and winning, and we hate
just
him.
Weird.
Gotta wait for another head to tell me what the answer to this is.
He doesn't have any whisperers like some of our players.
No, I don't think so.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.